the story. Could there be anything more Texan than the very first capital of Texas? Its name was Los Ares, after the Ade Indians who once lived thereabouts. It was founded in 1717 by a band of Spanish soldiers, settlers, priests. They had come to establish a fort and a mission and to prevent the French from advancing into Texas territory. At that site, only 12 miles west of the nearest French outpost, the Spaniards built a rustic church and a few log houses. The priests got acquainted with the local Indians, laying the groundwork for what would become an active trade partnership. 2 years passed peacefully, and then in 1719, the French attacked Los Ares. Well, as it turned out, the settlers were away on a missionary trip. The only inhabitants found in the Spanish village were a sentry and some chickens, so the French army seized those and wrecked the place and returned home. It would be 2 years more before Spaniards sought to repopulate the site. Now, one of the original missionaries, Father Antonio Marguil, led another group of settlers there, and they rebuilt the church. They built a six-cannon fort nearby for 100 military personnel, and that same year, the new provincial governor installed official headquarters in the village. And thus in 1721 did Los Ares, spelled A-D-A-E-S, thus did Los Ares become the first capital of Texas, and it was to remain so for 52 years. Quarreling within the French, now rapidly at home in Nacogdoches, a few miles to the east, never completely subsided. But Franco-Spanish relations were not all hostile. In fact, the story of Romeo and Juliet came to life one day when a French soldier and a Los Ares commandant's young daughter married secretly and ran off together. Well, the beginning of the end of the Texas capital was a famine. It raged all through the year 1769. The community never completely recovered from that. And finally, in 1773, the soldiers and the settlers who were left packed up and they headed farther west, leaving the old mission and the Spanish fort empty and alone. Los Ares is a ghost village today. It lies deep in a forest of pine. Its physical remnants, all of them, have vanished over the centuries. There's only a stone monument to remind tourists who venture to the end of that long blacktop road that on that site, once upon a time, flourished the original colonial capital of Spanish Texas. Indian artifact hunters have pretty much stripped the area of arrowheads and potsherds, although they say that smothered in the underbrush are what's left of a few ancient Spanish graves, and that nearby reside descendants of those first Texas conquistadors. But the greatest wonder of the saga of Nuestra Señora de Pilar de Los Ares, the fact which most fascinates visitors to that historic town site, particularly Texans, is its location. I mean its specific, cartographic location. For as you have learned, the Spanish were most eager in their establishment of a Texas capital to keep the French settlers at bay. And for the most part, they succeeded. But were they too eager? For as anyone in those parts can tell you, 12 miles west of Nacogdoches is not yet Texas. That means the very first capital of Texas, and what could be more Texan, is east of the Sabine River in Louisiana. And now you know the rest of the story.